It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The following is a presentation of A's Cast, your free 24/7 nonstop destination for A's baseball. Go to athletics.com/A's Cast to download the app. Restrictions apply. This is A's All Night.
Floriano has hit it out again.
A's baseball, just for you. Here is A's All Night.
I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for A's All Night. The Green and Gold dropped their second in a row on Wednesday afternoon, falling in a back-and-forth affair to the Angels 12-7 in 11 innings. The Halos jumped out to an early lead against opener Liam Hendricks. With the bases loaded and two outs, Cesar Puello got a big day going with a two-out hit.
And it's swung on, hit to right center, and that's going to get down. That's a base hit. Two runs are going to score. Lestella scores. Behind him, Ohtani scores. Puello back in the big leagues, delivers a base hit to right center with two out in the first inning, giving the Angels a 2-0 lead.
Hendricks, in his one inning of work, gave up two runs on two hits and walked two to put the A's in an early hole. A's skipper Bob Melvin and the righty on the outing.
Didn't work out. He threw, 30-some pitches last night. I said earlier it was 20-something, and it looked like his stuff was pretty good. It wasn't as good as it was last night. We thought we had a strike three on Ohtani on a check swing, and that wasn't called, and they get a big two-run hit.
Felt fine. Velo was fine. Everything was going well. They laid off some pitches, and they get the pitches that got left in the zone. It's the problem with sometimes opening. I wasn't on it today, and it showed, and it put us behind the eight ball to start off with. It's just unacceptable.
The A's would answer back in the third. Marcus Semien hit with two outs and nobody on and cut the Angels' lead in half.
Swung on, drill, deep left. Marcus makes a bid, up, over, and out. Clears the out-of-town scoreboard. His seventh of the year, and the A's are on the board. They trail 2-1. Little doubt about that drive off the bat of Marcus Semien.
With Daniel Mingden on for Oakland, the Halos would scratch across another run with two outs as Brian Goodwin came to the plate with two men on.
Swung on line to right center. That's a base hit. Here's Calhoun over to third, up the ball. Laureano, here's a throw to the plate. It's going to be offline. The run is scored. Now the Angels have runners at second and third, and they have a 3-1 lead.
Then in the seventh, Puello was at it again, this time going long with a man on to tack on another two for the Angels.
Swung on and drilled a deep left. Man, he got all of that one. Back goes Grossman at the wall, and it is gone. Cesar Puello, a two-run homer, and extends the lead to 5-1 for Los Angeles.
In the bottom of the inning, though, Oakland's offense came to life against reliever Justin Anderson. A Matt Olson walk was followed by Stephen Piscotty, who doubled to reach base for his 25th consecutive game. And then Mark Canna was hit by a pitch to load the bases. The A's were able to capitalize and answer back on back-to-back hitters.
Swung up, pulled on the ground on the right side, picked up by the first baseman Walsh, goes to second, their only play, in the score. Olson, the A's get a run back, and they trail 5-2. Ground ball to short, flip on a glove to second, throw to first, not in time. In the scores, Piscotty. It's a two-run game again.
Then in the eighth, the A's completed their first comeback of the day. Marcus Semien singled leading off the inning, and then Matt Olson came up with two outs and tied the game.
Olson is driven to right field, way back. Calhoun will turn and watch it fly, and the A's have tied it up, and it's Olson once again. That was a laser up on the steps in straightaway right field. A's 5 and the Angels 5 in the bottom of the eighth.
The Angels got off to a good start in the top of the ninth. Cole Calhoun was hit by a pitch to lead off the inning, but with one out, Brian Goodwin put a ball in play, and craziness ensued on the infield.
On a broken bat, little grounder to third, charging as Chapman goes to second, and there's confusion there, and the runner is off the bag, and he's tagged out after initially being safe because Semien and Profar came together, and the throw was to Semien, but he was off the bag. And then seeing that, Calhoun, I think, didn't know exactly how to react to the situation, took a step off the bag at second toward third, and Semien tagged him out. But it looked like the A's would have disaster, and the Angels would have runners at first and second.
So with a big second out recorded for the Green and Gold, it looked as if the A's would get out of the inning. But the Halos followed that with with rare back-to-back hits off of All-Star closer Blake Freeman.
Runner goes, swung on, and hit up the alley, deep right center field, way back, and that ball is off the wall. That's going to score a good one. Renjifo to second with a double, and the Angels reclaim the lead, 6-5 Angels in the ninth. He delivers, and it's swung on and hit to right center field, a long run. Profar going out, he won't make the play. Piscotty coming in, plays it on a hop. The run is scored. Renjifo scores from second, and the Angels lead 7-5.
Melvin comments on his closer's inning.
Well, I mean, he hit batter and then, you know, looked like his stuff was good and got a ball down just enough for the double and then a bloop hit. So, you know, it's not like he had bad stuff. The one hard hit ball is the one he probably, is the pitch he probably would want to take back.
Once again, though, the green and gold would battle back. Mark Canha led off the ninth and got the rally
and
started.
Here's Mark hitting a drive into center deep. Good one back on this to the track. He'll watch. And now the A's trail by a run as Canha has homered. It's now 7-6. And the A's say, hang on, wait a second. We're not done this afternoon.
After a Profar double and Laureano single, runners stood at the corners with nobody out and Josh Fegley coming to the plate, and he wasted no time, jumping on the first pitch to tie the game.
Fegley, it's a fly ball left field. It should score the run. Up with the catch is Puello, tagging at third. Profar will score. Laureano bluffs going to second, gets back to first. Profar scores on the sack fly by Fegley, and the A's tie the game at 7-7.
As usual, the A's showed some resiliency on Wednesday. Melvin, Olson, and Hendricks weigh in.
They're always going to fight. You know, obviously we just didn't have enough today. The other team fought pretty hard too, you know, without, you know, two of their bigger hitters in the lineup. You know, we're never going to back down. This group just doesn't know how.
I mean, we obviously want to win those games, but you know, you can't win every one and put a good effort out and come back after off day.
I mean, you got a good group of guys here. Their backs against the wall, that's when we do our best for us. And it's showed all year. Obviously, today was a good example of it until the last inning, but we did what we needed to do to get into a position to win, and we couldn't pull it off. But there's going to be more days, and we get these guys again in about a week or so, so we'll go after them.
With the score still tied at 7 heading into the 11th, the Angels created some distance. Lou Trevino, on for his second inning of work, began the frame with a hit-by-pitch and a walk, which set up a sacrifice bunt fielded by the normally sure-handed Matt Olson.
The runner is at first and second. He bunts, and here's Olson, a barehand bobble, picks it up, throws to first, and the ball rolls into right field. One run is in. Goodwin goes to third. They'll hold him there. Renjifo goes to second. The Angels lead 8-7.
The A's first baseman describes the play.
I bobbled it twice and almost slipped. It almost would have been better if the ball just fell to the ground. I tried to still get an out of it and rush.
After an intentional walk low to the bases, another run would come home on an A's miscue, this time from the battery.
Field in, Trevino deals, and that's high. That gets away from Fegley. The run comes down from third to score. It's now a 9-7 game.
After David Fletcher walked, two more base hits broke the game open for the Halos.
And it swung on, hit down the right field line, a long run, and Piscotty right down the line. It's going to drop for a fair ball. One run is in. Everybody else moves up 90 feet. It's now a 10-7 game, and that's it for Trevino. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on. That's hit to center field. That's going to sink. That's a base hit. One run in. Second run around third, trying to score. The throw by Laureano is cut off. Two-run score on Lucroy's single, and now it's a 12-7 game.
Trevino on his outing, and Melvin with his thoughts on the relief effort on Wednesday.
It's just underneath a lot of the balls. I mean, everything was up. Everything was flat, and it's tough to locate today. So, you know, it doesn't, not being able to locate and everything flatten out, it's not a recipe for success.
It just didn't work out. It ended up not being our day. I mean, it's not like these guys got pounded, but they put together some at-bats and made them throw some pitches, and give them credit, they won the game.
In the bottom of the 11th, Chad Pinder pinch hit and represented the A's final line of defense.
Here comes to the plate, and Pinder swings and misses at a breaky ball or an off-speed pitch in the dirt, and this game is over, and the Angels, with a 5-run 11th, have beaten the A's and stunned the Athletics. Angels beat the A's 12-7.
So with their second straight loss, the A's dropped 2 of 3 in this series with the Angels to fall back to 29-27 on the season. Even though the club is off, A's programming continues on A's Cast. Don't miss A's Cast Live with Chris Townsend on Thursday and Friday, beginning at 4 o'clock. The A's return to action on Friday when Mike Fiers takes the ball for the first of a 3-game series with the Houston Astros. It'll be Townie with your pregame coverage at 6.05 p.m. with A's Total Access before first pitch at 7.07 along the Oakland A's radio network. Thanks for listening. I'm Alex Jensen, and this is A's All Night.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.